You went out on a first date.
Everything went well. We had a little kiss. It was great.
And you're still waiting for the second.
Why is he not texting?
Marco and Krista.
Come on, just text. Text. Come on. We had a good time. You know you want to text me.
It's second date update.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. You just heard Matt, who went on a great date with Miranda. They've been set up by a mutual friend, which is usually better. You have a better chance if you're set up by somebody,
yes,
because they can sort of know your personalities. It was a great date, according to him. Dropped Miranda back off. She said, yeah, let's do this again. So there is some interest, but for some reason, she's not calling him back. Matt, we're getting a few texts here. In fact, I got three or four right after you said you didn't want to say what it was you thought. Is there a reason why? Is it embarrassing? People are they want to know now.
It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I mean, you know, when you're going through the list of all the possible things, this is like probably the most preposterous one of all of those. That's why I don't even want to say it. It just seems so stupid,
come on,
you know?
You're killing
us.
You're literally killing us. Give us a hint. Does it have to do with the way you dress?
No, I'm a good dresser. I'm a good dresser. It's nothing as sort of as clear as that. You
okay.
Know?
All right. That's fine. All right. We're going to call Miranda. Don't say anything. We're going to figure out what happened here on your second date update.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, looking for Miranda.
This is her speaking. Who is this?
Hi, Miranda. This is Marco and Krista. We're on...
Whoa.
Yeah.
We're on 93.1 Jams. You're on the radio. You're a superstar, Miranda.
Who put me up on the radio?
We did.
Yeah, we just called your number. So, Miranda, we do a little thing on our show called Second Date Update, where you may have been out on a first date, you may have been with somebody, and then for whatever reason, they can't get back in touch with you. And so we talked to a buddy of ours, Matt.
Oh, my. Is this serious?
That's right,
yes,
sister.
And Matt was wondering, maybe you weren't getting his messages, or maybe...
No, I got his messages.
You did?
Yeah. Honestly, I'm trying to hold back from laughing so much.
Oh. Sound good.
Okay, so what, if you don't mind, I'll ask what happened here.
Gosh, do you really want me to say this on the radio?
Yes.
Of course we do.
Okay. He was a nice guy. We went to dinner, and honestly, I was having a good time, but he, how do I say this? He was so gassy, he was farting through the entire dinner. I'm not even joking.
God,
like,
that's
to
horrible.
The point where people sitting next to us would get up and leave. And, I mean, I was trying to breathe out of my mouth.
I can't
to make it through the end of the date.
I, like, can't even keep this conversation going. Like, I need to close my mouth and plug
okay.
my nose.
Okay, first of all, a few questions.
God.
Now, how do you... Stop it, Krista. You're being weird.
So bad.
How did you know it was Matt, first of all?
Well, because at first I was like, did I hear that from his end? And I was like, oh, it must have been another table. Then I realized it's him because he was kind of shifting and being a little uncomfortable. But not once did he admit to it or say, excuse me. I'm like, is this, I thought I was being pranked at first. And I'm like, it really smells. Is he embarrassed? Like, I don't know what was going on.
Well, I mean, it's embarrassing if you have gas, and especially if it's
ew, and if you're like sitting around like some nice big beefy steaks and this aroma is coming up off of
and then I'm like, I didn't even want to eat dessert, and I was trying to be really nice. And,
so,
you know, we had good banter, but
yeah. Sounds like he was talking out his ass. Kidding, joking. All right, so okay, but so. And it was, and you actually heard it though. It wasn't like one of those things where it just catches you like like a Ronda Rousey punch. You heard it first, and then
And I didn't think it was him. I gave him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, in my defense, if I could say,
Miranda, I do have to tell you that Matt is with us here.
You did not say that.
No, of course not.
Yay!
Sometimes we don't think you'd be honest with us if you knew he was listening. But so Matt, you have a chance to defend yourself here, and it sounds like you were going to do that.
Okay, yeah, in my defense, I am lactose intolerant,
and I
didn't specify because I didn't want to seem like one of those people that's so annoying with the waiter, like, do you have this? It didn't say in the ingredient that there were in the on the menu that it had lactose. It had dairy in it, and that's what was the problem, and that's what I was telling you guys, that it could have been something ridiculous. That is what I feared, but I couldn't tell that she... knew that was happening.
Okay, well, she knew.
Yeah.
She definitely knew. And
is something you can take, though, before you go out to eat, can't you? Like, don't
there is, but I didn't know the food had dairy in it. That's the problem. If I had known it, I wouldn't have ordered.
Always assume.
Krista found these great little, they're like called fart pads, and you just put them in your underwear, and then they soak up the smell. Remember those you found on Amazon? Siri, I'm not joking. You were showing them. Anyway.
Yes, I do. They work so good.
All right. We got to stop being five here.
Okay.
All right, Matt, you know that you are lactose intolerant, and you just tried to tough it out.
Yeah.
And you thought this might be it. And it's embarrassing. And listen, this is a thing that some people have, so it is not funny.
No, it's very true.
I mean, I would love to take you out again and be sure that I don't consume any dairy. I know that's kind of gross to say, but I really would love to. I had a great time, and in spite of what was sort of happening, I still really loved your company, so I would like to take you out again and prove to you that I'm not just some big
wimpy cushion.
Bag of hot air. All right, stop. Would you stop, fart bag? Would you? Why are you?
Because I totally understand. Because I have issues with like creamer and stuff like that. So I feel him.
Yeah.
But I'm just not as that extreme.
And every morning you put it in your coffee, so we all get the benefit of it. Okay.
Thank you.
Well, here's what we do on Second Date Update, Miranda. Poor Miranda hasn't said one word in 4 minutes. I'll actually pay for your next date. Wherever you want to go, we'll send you to a place that's gluten free, dairy free, a place wherever. We'll take care of the entire tab for you if you want to try it back out with Matt. I mean, this is something that is it's very normal.
Oh, for sure.
And if you would like to go on another date, I'll pay for it, Miranda.
We all have our thing.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I won't be able to get that out of my mind.
I mean, we were going to cross that bridge if we had that good chemistry. We would eventually cross that disgusting bridge.
Yeah,
you know, what happened.
That's true.
This is something that you would have found out had you not, but you just found out really early, which might be better because, hey, if you would have moved in with him and didn't know that, then that would have been,
Yeah. I mean, Marco's a burper, and I can't stand that, but it's something I have to accept in our relationship.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you think? If you want to try it, Miranda, we're good with that. If not, then we'll go about our separate ways here.
Okay.
All right.
Yay.
I always love when they do this.
Nice.
All right.
Aww,
Matt, you got another chance. I'm going to pay for everything here. Don't worry about that, but pick a place that you like that you know you can eat at, okay?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.